So the band, as far as I know, started in 1970. I wasn't in the Motor City Mutants yet. But whatever year, Sway by the Rolling Stones, I don't know if you know that song, Sway. It's maybe 1971 or 1972. I went to Belle Isle, and they used to have rock shows at the band shell. And I saw the Motor City Mutants just kind of by accident, and that's the song they were doing, Sway. And it was just amazing. They were, two guitar, that same MC5 kind of lineup, except they had an African-American singer. His name was James Graves. Graves, and he was a hairdresser by trade, and he was the lead singer, and he wore a turban, like a burgundy turban, and he'd have like maracas and tambourines. I mean, he was really an exciting cat to watch on stage. And there weren't many bands back in 71, 72, that had a black singer, rock bands, I mean. So I saw these guys, and I went backstage, and I started talking to them. And one guy, it turned out, was a fellow Polack that, we just kind of became friends. And after following them for about 6 months, at that time, there's another guy, Jerome T. Youngman, young man. He and Tom Morwatz started the band. And so there was a Tom Morwatz, Jerome T. Youngman, Tom's gone. Steve Sorter was on drums, and James was singing. And John Amore, John Kordach, was on bass at the time. He's passed on too. And so so I saw them, and they were just, a fantastic band. And so we kind of became friends.